I'm Kenji of the KBPS student staff, and my guest today is Andy, the British Consul General. The Royal Air Force acrobatic team, known as the Red Arrows, will be performing in Oregon's International Air Show in McMinnville this weekend. Welcome and thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so can you share with us some of the history of the Red Arrows?
Sure. So the Red Arrows, as you say, are part of our Royal Air Force. They've been operating since 1965. This is their 55th annual season. They are an incredibly impressive aerobatic display team. Their traditional formation is to fly in 9 aircraft. They're painted in red, as you might imagine from the name. They're flying Hawk jets. They get to travel all over the world on these different tours each year. So we're absolutely delighted they're in North America for this year's tour. They'll be doing a big coverage across the whole of the United States and parts of Canada as well. And my role is to help and support that trip. But going back to the Red Arrows themselves, what you'll see at the air show for those people coming down this weekend is both them performing in their sort of 9 formation, but also they do some great stunts where they sort of fly at each other as well.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. What are the duties of a diplomat with the Red Arrows? They travel outside the UK.
So I've been a member of our Foreign Office for over 20 years now. So I've been posted. I was in the Middle East for a couple of years. I was in Spain, and then I arrived in San Francisco in 2016. So I've now been here 3 years. And we do tours of duty. So it's a 4-year tour for me, and I'll finish up next year. But my job is to be the senior British government representative out here on the West Coast. So I cover California, Oregon, Washington, Alaska, Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. So a big bit of real estate there, reporting into our embassy in DC and obviously through them back to London. And I talk about sort of 3 main roles that we have. So we do a lot supporting commercial opportunities. So there's British companies that want to come this way and grow their business, as well as supporting American companies and investors to go into the UK. So developing those links. Alongside that, we have the Science Innovation Link. So we're absolutely delighted that part of the Red Arrows are here to promote the work around STEM. So whether that's talking to students like yourselves or other opportunities for finding those collaborations, it's a great opportunity for us. As our British nationals know us, we're here to support on what we call the consular side. So people who have maybe lost their passport or been arrested or find themselves in hospital, we can support British nationals in those circumstances. And then the final bit, I guess, is all about the sort of people-to-people links, you know, whether that's talking about the subjects like Brexit or being involved in technology discussions. A lot of my time, as you might imagine, out on the West Coast is spent on technology issues.
Okay, it sounds like a lot of work. Is it fun, though?
I think I've got one of the best jobs in the British government. I get to live here on the West Coast, which is, as your listeners know, an absolutely fabulous part of the world. I get to be engaged in some of the most challenging issues of today, like, you know, what are the correct regulations to put around artificial intelligence? How do you decide where insurance premiums should be paid for driverless cars? How do we deal with bad actors who want to go online? So whether that's about keeping children safe online or tackling terrorism online, these are absolutely sort of fascinating issues and really important. And for me, then, the sort of overarching all of this is the special relationship between the UK and US, and getting to be a part of that is really a wonderful opportunity.
Okay, so speaking more on that, do you see any technological innovations in the future with the joint venture between the UK and the US?
So, I mean, clearly we've already got lots and lots of commercial links. So I think when you look at the US as a whole, there's something like 1 million people in the UK employed by US headquartered companies, but also 1 million people employed in the US by UK headquartered companies. So that gives you a sense of the sort of scale of the relationship on the commercial side. When you look at the science, I think I'm right in saying that there's more joint UK-US winners of Nobel Science Prizes than any other combination throughout the whole world. And we're very proud of that fact. But if we look today at you know, what are the sort of most cutting edge areas, I've already mentioned artificial intelligence. There's lots and lots of work going on in that area, whether that's in transport and driverless cars or in healthcare. You know, that's going to be revolutionized over the next 20 years as we get better at using machines, using the data that they generate, how we do predictive medicine. So spotting the early signs of illnesses and dealing with it at that stage. But you can think about the applications of AI in virtually every single sort of commercial vertical that you can imagine. So whether that's financial services or cybersecurity or energy, all these areas are going to be transformed by AI. And across a lot of these areas, we've got Brits and Americans working incredibly closely together on a lot of these issues.
Okay. My final question is, when can the people see the Red Arrows perform?
So they're going to be performing this weekend. So the Red Arrows are performing on both Saturday and Sunday down in McMinnville at the Oregon International Air Show. It's going to be a truly sort of fabulous display. Really encourage lots and lots of people to get down there. This is such a unique opportunity. In my whole 20 plus years of being in our Foreign Office, this is the first time I've ever got to see the Red Arrows outside the UK. So I can't underline enough what a fabulous opportunity this is, and really encourage people to get along, see it, be part of that special relationship between the UK and Oregon. And I'll be down there, my team will be down there, the Red Arrows will be down there. You'll also get the chance to actually sort of meet the pilots before they do their display. We'll be at the air show, ready for people to come and see us, come and talk to us. We'd love to see lots and lots of people there.
It's going to be quite the spectacle, so be sure to be there. I've been speaking with Andy Whitaker of the British Council General. I'm Kendry, reporting for AM 1450 KBPS.